Merkle Media.
What does the goddamn line say, Tony?
Please do not use gendered language.
Then what? I'll be arrested, put in airport jail.
Well, you're going completely sideways, man.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
How dare you?
Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States.
I'm Chris Hansen with Dave on NBC.
Jack Mary's Tack Theratrix.
I am Spartacus.
Steve Jackson, Sacramento, he, him.
Steven Seagal.
Sex offender guy.
I'm Keith Morris.
This is Muammar Gaddafi.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Sorting through the lies.
The hijacker's passport was found blocks from the World Trade Center crash site, if you can believe that.
We cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
And uncovering the centuries-long plan for world domination.
Learning about Cuba, having some food.
Let's talk about Chinese people.
Have you ever been in a Turkish prison?
I have sent six of my Libyan missiles to blow up the CS hardware department.
Nothing could be more fun than jumping off a cliff with two German bisexuals.
Oh, you English are so superior, aren't you?
Thank you, comrade.
And now, macroaggressions.
That's what assholes call it.
With your host.
Buddy, I don't know who you are, but you're about to get chlamydia.
Charlie Robinson.
Hey, Whitey, where's your hat?
You want to drop the blame on Charlie and say it's all Charlie's fault?
He was a retard.
I get some goddamn diuretic.
Welcome to Macroaggressions. I'm your host, Charlie Robinson. If you are watching us on Rockfin, Odyssey, and.video, vigilante.tv, or you are listening wherever podcasts are served, thank you so much. We appreciate your amazing support. If you want to follow us, you can do so on Twitter at macroaggression. You can find me on at the website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. You can find me on Instagram. Tony Merkle manages that account. So if you want to yell at me, you're really just yelling at Tony, but that's okay. He'll play along. Hey, listen, thank you to our sponsors. We could not do this show without them. Legal Shield is our newest sponsor. They have been around for 50 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And basically what they are is the collective buying power of all of us directed towards high-powered law firms in your area. Get you access to an attorney that you would have no business using regularly, given their rate. But look, because all of us are involved and we're all paying a price, then it allows us to get that price down to a very reasonable amount. How reasonable? Well, how about $1 a day? Pretty good. $30 a month will get you access to this. Look, if you have legal documents that you need a lawyer to take a look at, send them to your attorney. Do you have a medical power of attorney, a financial power of attorney? Do you have a will and testament? You got to have these things, all right? You've got to get them done. They cost a lot of money. Nobody wants to spend money on that. No, hell, nobody wants to even think about getting their will done, but you got to do it, right? You don't want to die and then let the state get involved in your affairs. I can think of nothing more frustrating than that. They're even in your business when you're dead. For God's sake, don't allow that to happen. Do this stuff well in advance, and at the prices that they're quoting you here for $30 a month, it's so reasonable. You almost have no excuse not to do it. So I'll tell you what, do this. At the very least, just do this. Go to the website, take a look, see what they're offering, see if you think you need it. If you do, pull the trigger. It's pretty easy. And get yourself going. You can go to the website. The www.don'tgetpushedaround.com is the website. And see what you think. They've got ID Shield there for you. That's credit monitoring, reputation management, password manager if you need that. If you have a small business that you run, there's a small business plan for you. If you carry a gun, there's paperwork for that. If you get a lot of parking or speeding tickets and things like that, send it over to your attorney. You know, you've got to do these things. Take advantage of this. They say to us, equal justice under the law, right? That's what they say. Nobody believes that. That's such nonsense. You know, if you've got more money than the other guy, you're going to have better representation and things will go your way. So level the playing field, get yourself access to a high-powered attorney, go to don'tgetpushedaround.com, take a look, see what you think. Also, chemical-free body, has been making fantastic products for a long time. I've been taking it now for almost 3 years. I feel fantastic. Every single morning, I drink Green 85. It's just part of my daily routine. It really is about the easiest thing you can do. A lot of times people get into the new year and they say, oh, I'm going to have this new epiphany. I'm going to get myself healthy. I'm going to take care of these. I hope you do. I hope you do. You don't have to wait for a new year to do that, of course. But if this is the year, if 2023 is the year that you finally take control of your health, then do yourself a favor. Go to chemicalfreebody.com. Take a look around. Find something that you like. Use the promo code MACRO to save yourself some money. I can tell you this right now. The products work. Okay. And when in the vitamin industry, that's half the battle, you know, because you know so many of them do not work. But if you are looking for Green 85, if you're looking for that detox bundle, that's a gut detox, toxin detox, ultra enzymes, probiotics, and Green 85. And you just take these capsules and drink a glass of this Green 85. It will lean you out. I've been through the program. I can tell you 100% certainty. It cleaned me out good. So if you're looking for something like that, take a look. Pat Miletich has got his new Super Soldier formula over there. I haven't tried that yet. I will at some point. If you want to get on that, please do. Promo code MACRO to save yourself a little bit of money. God knows we can all use it with what we're facing. Well, look, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that it looked like the Biden administration was plotting to turn the United States, Canada, and Mexico into one big super regional group. When you say things like that, you sound unhinged, crazy, and Alex Jones territory, right? Well, guess what? I was right. They had the big meeting down there. And you know what came out of this? The 10th North American Leaders Conference in Mexico City. You know what came out of it? A desire to do the things that I said that they were going to do. I'm not psychic. I'm not Karnak. You know, I'm not putting letters, envelopes up to my head and reading the insides of them with my vibrations or anything. This is obvious. You can just read the notes that came out of the last time they met. We did that. We talked about that. How Anthony Blinken had a conversation with AMLO talking about how they wanted to fold America into Mexico and Canada and this North American Union. And AMLO's going, yes, yes, that's all good. I'm on board with that. And we're supposed to pretend like this isn't happening? We're supposed to go, oh, well, you know, it must be a gigantic misunderstanding. It's like Three's Company, right? Oh, I guess Chrissy went to the Regal Beagle and forgot to tell Jack and got locked out. Mr. Furley had to come let him in. It's all just a big misunderstanding. It's not a big misunderstanding. This is what they're doing. This is how they're playing. They're talking about this. It's only a misunderstanding if you fail to read their words. I mean, the misunderstanding is all on our end, but they're very clear about what they want. So it was Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador, otherwise known as AMLO. This is one acronym I am in favor of, because I'll be damned if I have to say that name over and over again. We have Justin Castro, and we have the pant-shitting menace, Joe Biden. So we've got AMLO, Trudeau, and Pinocchio. All in the Three Amigos, all in Mexico City, doing God knows what, getting together and talking about how they're going to destroy all three of their countries and create one big super union, because that's a great idea. Everybody loves integrating America and Mexico because things go so well, you know, like the roads, the currency, the language, all that shit. Just a very natural fit. Okay. This is from the White House, and look, this is important that we pay attention to this, because it might sound like, oh, we're just kind of like focusing on a meeting that these guys had, and that it's all nothing, and there's nothing there. Well, there is something here. They didn't all get together and have this meeting for their health. Obviously, Joe Biden is in poor health, both physically and mentally. So the last thing you want to do is drag that guy all over the place for a meeting, and yet they did. They took him down to Mexico City. First, they took him through the border, where they sanitized the border by I guess, shooting everybody. I don't know what they did, but they got everybody out. Maybe they put them all on a bus and sent them to Kamala Harris's house like they do most of the time, which is funny. But when Joe Biden came through, there were no migrants there. Isn't that weird that there's just none of them? They're overflowing. There's 2.5 million a year that are coming over the border, which is like 200,000 people every month. You know, they're everywhere. But not when Joe Biden comes. That's weird. Or when Kamala Harris comes. When she comes, they bust them all out too. Well, listen, if I were a migrant crossing the border and Kamala Harris was coming to give a speech, I'd go home too. You know, I don't want to listen to her try to explain to me time again. Holy shit. This is from the White House. North America shares a unique history and culture that emphasizes innovation, equitable development, and mutually beneficial trade to create inclusive economic opportunities for the benefit of our people. We are not just neighbors and partners. Our people share bonds of family and friendship and value. Above all else, freedom, justice, human rights, equality, and democracy. This is the North American DNA. DNA, you say? Really? Are we talking about like the genetic DNA? The DNA that you guys are tinkering with and fucking with and turning, they're making chimeras, you know? Are we talking about that? That DNA? Because you done fucked up with that DNA. We know that for sure. You've been tinkering with it and making vaccines that screw with it and all that stuff. We know what you're doing. But that's not what they're talking about. DNA is another one of these acronyms that these assholes like so much. It stands for Declaration of North America. And I assure you that the DNA that they're looking to sequence is the blending of Canada, the United States, and Mexico together. And we're going to get into this. This is not my speculation. This is not my idea. Aaron Russo, are you familiar with Aaron Russo? He died many years ago, but he was a Hollywood producer. I think he was like the producer of like Trading Places and, you know, like some good movies in the 80s. I think he made a lot of money, but he did a movie called Freedom to Fascism, which is a documentary series, and he produced it and he's in it. And he talks about this. He talks about the Amero, the new currency. And this is like a documentary movie that came out, I want to say like 2006. So figure it probably took him at least a year, to make it before. So he's talking about things from 2005. And one of the things he's talking about is the Amero, which is a currency that's like the euro. Where it's a regional currency for all these European nations, and the Amero is a regional currency for the North American region. And you hear that and you go, get the fuck out of here. But he goes, no, but I'm friends with these Rockefeller guys. And I'm friends with Nick Rockefeller. That's what he was saying, you know, and he was saying, I'm friends with him, but we disagree about things. He said, why do you do all this stuff? You know, you got all the money and the power in the world that you need. Why do you worry about this stuff? And their response to him was, why are you concerned with them, with the people over there? Like, what do you care? So that's where I first heard about this. And, you know, and when you hear about this, 15 years ago, it sounds science fiction. You know, it sounds like it's unbelievable. And then you read these articles that come out and you go, well, wait a second. This meeting happened a couple of weeks ago. This isn't a meeting from 2006. This is a meeting from just a few days ago. And these guys are talking about these things and they're pushing for it. So this is what I want to read to you. And of course, you know, it's just filled with buzzwords. And the buzzwords, of course, they simultaneously mean nothing and everything at the same time, right? So they don't mean what you think they mean, obviously. And then you read it and you go, it sounds like gibberish, you know, but it is filled with buzzwords that mean something totally different. So I'm going to go through this, and it's, there's six pillars of success or whatever. I don't know. But you've got to take care of all these six pillars. These are the most important things for this North American union. Okay. And if America is leading the charge on it, then you know they're going to be stupid. Like, you know that the six pillars are going to be six things that you're like, oh, six things that we can't live without. You're going to go, no, we can most definitely live without like three or four of them. But it doesn't mean that they're not going to make this like the most important push in, like, the most important thing America has to do. So here's what they say. The leaders are determined to fortify our region's security, prosperity, sustainability, and inclusiveness through commitments across six pillars. Here they are. Get ready for the most important six pillars for these three nations that are going to blend into one. Are you ready for number one? Number one, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Of course. Number two, climate change and the environment. Number three, competitiveness. Apparently, we're having a 4x100 race against these people. Number four, migration and development. Number five, health. And number six, regional security. Regional security, you say? Are you saying this from the southern border of the United States, in which there is no regional security? Where the borders have just been left wide open? So the six, we're just going to work our way through because they're all so stupid, you know, but let's start with the first one. And of course they're back to the acronyms again, you know, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. But I like to flip them around because it's my right to flip them around. Nobody said that they're actually in the order they have to be in. In fact, my guess is that they probably reconfigured the order so that they don't spell the acronym DI, which is how I'm going to refer to it from now on. Diversity, inclusion, and equity. They're still the same letters. I'm going to put them in the correct order. D-I-E, which is what is going to happen to your society if you put these three bullshit concepts into play. Diversity, inclusion, and equity. Okay. Diversity is our strength. No, diversity is not our strength. Look at every culture that's ever fallen apart. You know what the common thread was? Diversity. It's most definitely not your strength. You can pretend like you're a good person and that I'm very diverse and I have a broad range of friends and everybody, and I don't see color and all that stuff that you tell yourself. That's fine. Go do all that somewhere else. Go do that at Starbucks. Okay. But if you're talking about making it so that the country is fully diversified, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get invaded. Okay. You're going to get invaded. That's what happens. That's why they want you diversified, because if you're diversified, then you can't mount any sort of attack. Not that you're going to be mounting an attack with all of these transgendered people that are filled up with soy and can't overarm throw their Molotov cocktails. Okay. They're going to get steamrolled in this new world, but that's okay, because that's really not my problem. Diversity, inclusion, and equity. So these lunatics promise to protect civil rights. Now, I want you to just get in your time machine and go back 1 year, not even all that long. Just go back 1 year in Canada. We're talking about all three of these countries now. So you talk to me. You say you're going to protect civil rights. Or you mean like the civil rights of the trucker convoy? Do you mean their civil rights? Because you stomped on them. But I'm supposed to pretend that you're out there caring for the little guy? Didn't Justin Trudeau call you guys a bunch of terrorists? Domestic terrorists? But he cares about you and he wants to protect your civil rights as he's destroying them with vaccine mandates, quarantine hotels, banning you from the medical system, banning you from schools, making you state your vaccination status to cross from province to province, and of course, obviously, to come from the United States into Canada. But they care about your civil rights as they're destroying the southern border in the United States and leaving 58 migrants in the back of a 18-wheeler to die in the heat because the driver of the truck got spooked and decided to bail out. They're interested in promoting racial justice when they're not promoting BLM riots, right? Or removing SAT scores because it's too hard for people of color to score high enough. So we're going to solve the problem instead of educating people more and actually having a school district or a school system that produces people that are intelligent that can pass the SAT scores. Instead of doing all of that stuff, we're just going to get rid of the SATs because we care about promoting racial justice. And of course, we're just going to remove bail altogether. So if you commit crimes, you can just go into jail and process yourself out in 3 hours. If you lit a car on fire or you stole $949 worth of products out of a Walgreens or a Target, or you broke into a car and took a shit on their passenger seat or whatever. All that stuff is stunning and brave, and you can get out of prison or jail in just a matter of hours because we are promoting racial justice. That's the most important thing. Not law or safety or security or protecting businesses or protecting personal safety or protecting personal liberties. We're not going to worry about any of those important things as long as we promote racial justice, which means BLM riots are mostly peaceful protests and removing SAT scores is stunning and brave. I mean, we are just run by the dumbest fucking people on the planet. They're just dumb. Their ideas are dumb. Their solutions are dumb. The problems that they're focusing on are the least important. And God forbid you question them on any of this stuff. You're a bigot. You're a Trump supporter. You know, you're like, I don't think that we should be getting rid of the SAT scores because it's a measurement. It's one of the barometers that we use to make sure that people are smart enough to go to college. How dare you? That sounds exactly like somebody who is a white supremacist would say. Okay, well, when you get the brain surgeon that didn't have to take the SAT scores and got passed through medical school because everyone was afraid to give the guy a D because he was black and they thought that would be frowned upon, and then that guy gets to operate on your brain and then you wind up speaking Chinese after the surgery, well, don't come complaining to me. I mean, you knew what the fuck was going to happen, right? Expanding protections for LGBTQI+++. Who's hurting these people? You're expanding protections for them? I ask you, who is hurting the LGBTQ+++++ community? They're a fucking protected class in the United States. You can't even look at them wrong. You can't even refer to them with the wrong pronouns or they'll try to put you in prison. But you're going to protect them? Protect them from what? The only people you need to protect them from are from their own group. I just can't with these people. Everybody's coming to get me. Well, maybe stop trying to groom kids and then you don't have to worry about it. I can't believe people are calling me bad names online. Did you try to sexualize children while you were at work as a teacher today? Well, I just wanted them to know my pronouns and I wanted them to know that it was fine if they wanted to touch my cock. Oh, really? Well, then people are angry about that? Jeez, I can't imagine why. So they say they want to expand protections for the alphabet people and deliver more equitable outcomes for all. This is what they're worried about. This is what Justin Trudeau, Joe Biden, and AMLO are concerned about, delivering more equitable outcomes for all. Except, you know what? People aren't equal. Isn't that funny how that happens? We're not all equal. So what you want equal outcomes? If you gave me a test in Mandarin Chinese, I will not do well. If you give the person sitting next to me who's fluent in Mandarin Chinese the test, they will do well. Am I ridiculous for expecting equal outcomes? But sir, you don't speak the language. I don't care. I want an equal outcome. How dare you? Like, you're unqualified. Doesn't matter. I want an equal outcome. Sir, you're trying out for the Lakers and you're 5'11 and white and 50 years old. I don't care. I want to be on the team. How dare you? Or is this because I'm white? Is this because I'm a hunky? Is this? I mean, look, the equal opportunities? Maybe. You want to go try out for the Lakers? Fine. Go try out. You don't get an equal outcome, though. That's just not how planet Earth works. And if you think that it is, if your big hangup is that you're going to fight the system so that everybody has equal outcomes, what a waste of your life. I mean, really, think about it for a minute. We're not the same. There's no possible way we're going to have equal outcomes. And by the way, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing racist about it. Okay? Not everybody is qualified to do it. I am not mechanical. Do you want me to fix your brakes? I mean, if you want equal out, if you want more equitable outcomes, maybe I should have a job down at the mechanics garage down there fixing your brakes. I mean, if you want equality, I'm happy to do it. But I don't want to hear any complaining when your car doesn't stop. I mean, we're talking about different effort levels. We're talking about different skills. We're talking about different education. We're talking about different IQ levels. We're talking about different interests, physical differences, medicated people, morbidly obese people. We're all supposed to have equal outcomes. Are you new to this planet or something? It's the dumbest thing ever. But they go on. Of course they go on. The big push is to protect, quote, indigenous people. They're very concerned with indigenous. Joe Biden and, well, I understand Justin Trudeau is concerned with indigenous people because he loves to dress up like them. How many times have we seen him in his Indian outfit, you know, with the feathers and everything? And it's funny to me that like America is on their high horse about protecting indigenous lands. That's a good one. I mean, we're so inclusive with our indigenous lands that we're taking the Indian off of the Land of Lakes butter packaging because we think that that's stunning and brave. We murdered all the Indians, and the ones that were left over, we put them on Indian reservations and got them addicted to alcohol and dumbed them down with poor education. But we care about indigenous lands? Stop it. You mean like in Canada, like the way they care about the indigenous people as the Queen and Prince Philip were rounding 10 of them up, never to be found again? Those indigenous kids that just fucking vanished? Ask Kevin Annett about that. Casinos, reservations, alcohol addictions. We care about the indigenous people when we're not actively trying to destroy their culture and set them up for a lifetime of failure. I mean, give me a break. From the White House, quote, "We will continue our cooperation to build societies where indigenous women and girls can live, learn, and lead without fear through the Trilateral Working Group on Violence Against Indigenous Women and Girls." Oh, a trilateral working group? What does that mean? Is that a trilateral group between Canada, the United States, and Mexico? Or is that the Trilateral Commission? Oopsie, the Trilateral Commission. Why would you say that? Why would you ever make that sort of leap? I mean, there's nobody from the Biden administration that used to just be in the Trilateral Commission except for Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, U.S. Ambassador to Poland Mark Brzezinski, U.S. Ambassador to China Nicholas Burns, U.S. Ambassador to India Ken Juster, Director of Domestic Policy Council Susan Rice, Vice Chairman Federal Reserve Board of Governors Lyle Brainard, First Deputy Manager Director of IMF David Lipton, senior advisor to President for Green Energy Innovation, John Podesta. Jeffrey Epstein was a former member. You mean that trilateral commission group with all of these fucking people that have put their memberships on ice to go into the Biden administration, with the exception of Jeffrey Epstein, of course? All of these people are trilaterals. All of these people are in high-ranking positions inside the Biden administration. And the trilateral commission wants to do away with borders. Is it starting to make sense now? Are we starting to understand the conversation, the conversations that were had a couple of weeks ago that made some people that were paying attention freak the fuck out? Yeah. Let's move on, because DIE, diversity, inclusion, and equity, is fun, but we have to keep moving on because there's six pillars, and I'll be damned if we just stay on the first one when we can get to the next pillar, you know, the one that's really anchored in reality, the one called climate change and the environment. Because you know this is going to be fun. Okay, so they immediately mentioned the 2030 Paris Climate Accord deadline, which is a scam, which Trump got us out of. You know, I'm not a fan of Trump, but I'll give him credit where credit is due. Getting us out of the Paris Climate Accord was a good thing. Of course, you know it was a good thing because all of the media and all of the ridiculous people freaked out about it. But then listen to this statement. This is from these guys. It's a bit much, but this is coming from the White House, so you know it's stupid. Quote, to promote buy-in for ambitious cuts to emissions, we will come together to align approaches on estimating the social cost of greenhouse gas emissions. The social cost, you say? You mean like in the form of a social credit system? Is that how you're going to align the approaches on cutting greenhouse gases? You're going to make it part of a social cost, not a financial cost. I mean, it would be one thing if you said, we're going to get rid of all this gasoline and you're going to have to go buy some other form of fuel, and it's going to cost you a lot of money and there's going to be a financial cost. Okay, I get that. It's bullshit, but I get it. But that's not what they're talking about. They're talking about estimating the social cost of greenhouse gas emissions, meaning you produce too much greenhouse gas, so therefore we're going to socially shame you or maybe even lock you out of society due to a social credit score. They go on to push for reducing methane emissions, so cow farts they're concerned with, focused on waste methane. This is landfill gas. They're worried about developing hydrogen, unproven technology. They're worried about zero emission vehicles, which is totally fucking insane. And they want to conserve 30% of the world's land and water by 2030, which is a UN land and water grab. So they're mentioning all the things that are, you know, useless. They're worried about cow farts, worried about they're focusing on hydrogen. They're not focusing on nuclear, which could get us out of this mess pretty easily, but they don't want us to get out of this mess. I think that's the important thing to realize here, is that you make this assumption, maybe not this audience, but people make this assumption, oh, these guys are out here trying to get this right. They're trying to, you know, develop new technologies for gas, you know, this hydrogen technology. They're trying to get us to zero emission vehicles because, you know, they're trying to conserve all this stuff. They're trying to do all these good things. No. You're making an assumption that they're trying to do all these things. They said they're trying to do anything. I see no proof that they're trying to do any of these. I see no proof that they're actually going to develop hydrogen. Why would they? They could develop nuclear. It's right. It's already developed. They could just pay money and have nuclear plants be built, and that would solve our energy problems. They don't want to solve the energy problems. The energy problems is what they need to get you into this mess. They're trying to create energy problems. They're not trying to solve them. They say they are. They say they're concerned about these things. They're only concerned about these things to the extent that they can use them as a stick to beat you down with, to get you into compliance with them, with our climate change and the environment. Okay, you know climate change is horseshit. You know it. So if it's one of their six pillars, then you know that one of their six pillars is horseshit by default, by definition. So when they start talking about how important it is and that they have to estimate the social cost of this, then you know it's about managing society. It's not about energy. It's not about climate. It's not about the climate. They don't care. If they cared about the climate, they'd be worried about volcanoes. They're not worried about volcanoes. They just want to control how you navigate life. So that's number two on their list. They're very, they're very concerned about the environment as they destroy it with missiles and bombs and sending aircraft carriers across the Atlantic Ocean and all of the pollution, flying into Davos with 150 private jets to lecture the world about how much they are concerned about the environment. I mean, it's so obvious that these people are bad actors. It's just, it pains me that anybody believes this, but they do. And it is my goal to make sure that nobody believes this stuff, and that when you hear terms like social costs and when they start talking about how they're focused on competitiveness, you're like, competitiveness? You're focused on competitiveness, really? And climate change and diversity? So you want us all diverse, but you want equality, but you want us competing? You want us to compete for equality? What the fuck are you talking about? Who's in charge of this? Sounds like something Nancy Pelosi came up with when she was like 8 martinis in. It's dumb. Anyway, we move on. Speaking of competitiveness, let's go to competitiveness because it's the third pillar. They want... Look, they want to be big players in the industry of semiconductors, but there's a problem with semiconductors in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and that is that all of the smart people we have scared away. So the people that have a common core math education, they're not making semiconductors. They're just not. I've got news for you. Those people are working at 7-Eleven trying to figure out how to make a dollar. They're not building semiconductors. We're not doing that in America anymore. But they're very concerned with wanting to be the biggest players in the industries of semiconductors and EV batteries. And you go, oh, okay, so that's because we have a huge batch of semiconductor manufacturing facilities and a bunch of really smart engineers. No, we don't have any of those. Those are all in Taiwan and China. We got rid of all those. We don't have manufacturing in America anymore. Oh, okay. Well, at least you've got the smart people that if we did build the manufacturing plants, we could staff them. No, we got rid of them too. We told them the SATs were racist. So they left and went somewhere else. Oh, well, you're concerned about EV batteries, right? So at least you've got all the raw materials, right? They all come from Canada, the United States, or Mexico, right? Wrong. No, we have none of the raw materials. That's all in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where 70% of the world's cobalt is. And it's in China, where all of the rare earth minerals that you need for these EV batteries, they exist there, like neodymium and all that shit that we don't have access to. But we've said that we want to be the leader in it, so I guess that's good enough, even though we have no path towards leadership. No facilities, no people, no raw materials. The only thing we've got is an idea. Congratulations. It's not gonna work. They want stronger regional supply chains. This is what Biden, AMLO, and Trudeau are very concerned about: stronger regional supply chains. Regional supply chains. You mean like truckers in Canada? Are you talking about that regional supply chain? Because Justin Trudeau told those people that he hated their guts and that they were domestic terrorists. Are we talking about that regional supply chain in Canada? Or are we talking about the regional supply chain in Mexico where the roads aren't paved? Or are we talking about the regional supply chain in the state of California where only electric 18-wheelers are allowed, except the problem is electric 18-wheelers don't exist. So exactly what in the fuck are we talking about? Because you guys are talking about how it's very important for you to have stronger regional supply chains, and yet your actions show that you're trying to destroy regional supply chains. So what is it? What am I supposed to think about this? Am I supposed to go, oh, well, they're doing a really good job of this? I mean, they go on to say that it's important for them to find critical minerals. Where? In Africa? Where are you going to find these critical minerals? Because they don't exist in America. And even if you did find them, it'll take you 10 years to get the permits in place to get them out of the ground. Or are you going to find these critical minerals in Mexico? Hey, we found them. We found all these critical minerals here in Juarez. Great. We're going to pull them out of the ground. I hope that the cartels don't shoot at us, though. That would be a shame. We, quote, we will also consider trilateral approaches to promote sustainable, inclusive jobs and develop the workforce to meet our climate commitments. I mean, you want to talk about word salad. I am almost positive Kamala Harris wrote this sentence. We will also consider trilateral approaches. Again, you're probably talking about Canada, the United States, and Mexico when you say things like trilateral approaches. But, you know, excuse me if my little brain goes to trilateral commission approaches. We will also consider trilateral approaches to promote sustainable, inclusive jobs and develop the workforce to meet our climate commitments. How about just jobs? Why do they have to be inclusive? Inclusive of what? Dumb people? Inclusive of the 0.002% of the population that are all up in arms that there aren't 184 different genders that are on the drop-down menu when I go to sign in to Facebook? Actually, there are. On Facebook, there are. Look, again, the priorities are dumb. You're worried about competitiveness. We're really focused on competitiveness in this new EV world that we're, you know, the world of semiconductors and EV batteries. Well, if you're focused on competitiveness in the United States, Canada, and Mexico, in the industry of EV batteries, you're going to get smoked. You've got no raw materials, you have no facilities, and you have nobody to work there. But we said we want it. Isn't that good enough? No, it's not. Okay, pillar four, migration and development. Well, they're doing a pretty good job on the migration front. Wouldn't you agree? Hilarious, considering the Trilateral Commission is running the Joe Biden administration. They're really worried about migration patterns. Okay. This is from the thing a couple of weeks ago. Quote, I think that Mr. Blinken spoke about consolidating the region of North America, and we agree on that. That was AMLO saying that, remember? And people were like, I'm sorry, what did you say? You said consolidating the region? Anthony Blinken talked about consolidating the region? He's not authorized to consolidate the region. Last time I checked, we're a sovereign country, and we don't get to consolidate the region just because Anthony fucking Blinken decides that he's working for the Trilateral Commission and that he's going to do this. So this was a letter that Matt Gaetz wrote and sent to Anthony Blinken. I mentioned this on the a couple episodes ago when we were talking about the real power behind Joe Biden, talking about the Trilateral Commission. So this sort of quote comes out from AMLO saying, I was talking to Anthony Blinken about this, about consolidating the region, and I'm in favor of it. Matt Gaetz sends this following letter. I read it before. I'll read it again. During a September 12th press conference, after your meeting in Mexico City, President Andrés Manuel López Obrador referred to a private conversation where you expressed support for the, quote, consolidation of the North American region. President AMLO continued to say there was a discussion of a regional constitution to be carried out in furtherance of an economic agenda, indicating such features as open borders, shared technology, and the distribution of oil. Such a vision of a North American Union is entirely out of step with Americans' vision for our nation. It is nothing less than a war on American sovereignty. Our citizens have the right to self-determination and self-rule. As a Secretary of State, your mandate is loyalty to the interests of our people, not the economic development of a narco-state. Well, he's right. Matt Gaetz is right on that one. Not normally a guy that gives two shits about what Matt Gaetz thinks on anything, but he's right in this case. You know, okay, this is from a White House document. This we're still talking about migration and development, okay? This is from the White House. Quote, since June, Mexico, the United States, and Canada have collectively welcomed record numbers of migrants and refugees from the Western Hemisphere under new and expanded labor and humanitarian programs. You're not supposed to say that out loud. This is the part where you don't say that you've allowed record numbers of migrants and refugees into your country. I mean, we know you are. We know you have been. 5 million just since Biden's been in office. Again, people are like, how dare, you know, why isn't he down there securing the southern border? He doesn't want it secured. He's a trilateral. They want it open. They're trying to flood America with migrants from the Western Hemisphere. Again, it's not my opinion that they're trying to do that. Here is a document from the White House explaining that they're doing it and talking about how proud they are of it. I'm not making it up. I'm not speculating that I think that they're letting the southern border stay wide open so that they can allow a record influx of migrants and refugees. The White House put out a document saying, we have collectively welcomed a record number of migrants and refugees under a new and expanded labor and humanitarian program that nobody asked for and nobody wants. So they admit it's an agenda. They have expanded the program. They just said this is an expanded program. We used to have a program. Now we've expanded it. They want more people in this country. More of them. You know the great replacement theory? It's true. You know the reason why they're so against you talking about it? Again, it goes back to the Elvis eating ding-dongs at a Kroger's in aisle 4. Talk about crazy shit like that all day long. They'll let you talk about it. You start talking about the truth, that's when they get angry. You start talking about the truth that they're allowing all these refugees programs in here and that it's an agenda. How dare you? You're a bigot for saying that. I'm not a bigot. I'm reading the document from the White House, announcing it, bragging about it. So the program seeks to promote migration. They are seeking to integrate refugees into America. They are intent on protecting refugees, not the people being invaded, of course. Not anyone in Texas down there on the border who's like, oh, these fucking people are just coming through my property and everything. Oh, those people can die. They don't care about them. We have to protect the refugees. They're like gold, don't you know? Are they smuggling chickens with eggs? Are they smuggling something of value? Is there something we should know about? Because last time I checked, it should be the opposite. You should be protecting the people that actually have a reason to be here and live here, not the invading army of people that's definitely being made to come. Now, and again, I've said this before, I'll say it again. I understand the mechanism for why they're coming. They're being destabilized in their home countries in Central America by the United States. We're doing this. It's not like they all just got a memo and decided they were going to march up here. I mean, shit's bad where they are. I get it. This isn't an indictment on migrants, okay? And if I were living in Libya and the United States was bombing the shit out of my country in Libya, I'd want to go somewhere else too. You know what I mean? I'd be heading north towards Europe. I understand why it's happening. I'm not blaming the people for wanting to get out of their current situation. I'm blaming the administration of the United States for pretending that they want to keep people out while simultaneously putting out press releases that talk about how they've collectively welcomed a record number of migrants and refugees under new expanded labor and humanitarian programs. It's like you want this to happen. And the answer is they do. They want this to happen. This is Clower and Piven. That strategy, that the Clower and Piven, I've talked about this before, the guys in the 60s that wanted to remake the unemployment welfare system. So they invited everybody to join it so that it would break and collapse under the weight of everybody being on it so that they could then remake it. That's what's happening here. We want everyone in to break America so that we can remake it. Well, they want the American empire to go away. And this is how they're going to do it, because they want a one world government. Again, not my words, Trilateral's words. They seek to expand and promote regular pathways for migration. They talk about this. Expand regular pathways for migration. Do you mean a legal pathway for migration, or are you talking about actual pathways, like foot pathways? Because it could go either way. Because we know that you are trying to promote legal pathways, but you're also promoting physical, actual pathways as well. Because you know what's weird is that everybody's coming in a big single file line. It's almost like someone gave them a map and said, you go this direction and then we'll get you right up in. I know that in Europe that's happening because Open Foundation was printing the packets, the maps with all the information. That was Soros. So they're not subtle. They also say that they want to counter xenophobia against migrants and refugees. Let me explain something to you very simply. You don't have to worry about xenophobia against migrants and refugees if you stop allowing them to just flood into the country. But if you allow them to flood into the country, you are going to have xenophobia by default. So if you're really concerned with countering it, you know how to counter it. You're just choosing not to. They don't mean these things. When they say they want to protect refugees, no, they want to just funnel refugees in. They don't give a shit if they protect. There's a bunch of young girls getting raped on the daily, okay, coming through there. You think they give a shit about protecting these people? They don't. They don't. They hate people. They hate you. They hate the refugees. They hate everybody. They're trying to break society. They're trying to break America. And this is one of the ways in which you do it. So let's move on. Let's move on to another pillar. Let's move on to health. Let's focus on health. They say they will focus on launching the North American Plan for Animal and Pandemic Influenza. And you go, huh? And they go, well, we're talking about, we're going to be focusing on, you know, swine flu and bat flu and avian flu. And you're just looking around going, what are you guys talking about here? What are you planning? You're worried about health? Like they're like, we're really concerned about health. Oh, you're worried about health of the people. They're like, who said anything about people? We're worried about health of animals. Oh, okay. Well, I'm worried about health of animals too. It's just surprising when I see the word health, I assume that that they're talking about the health of people, and they're not. Because again, they don't care. They say the WHO is involved in this, of course. The WHO's guidance on this is for collaboration, coordination, and management of risk. Because look, if there's one thing we know about the World Health Organization is that they definitely like to collaborate when they're distributing tetanus shots in Africa with sterilants in them for a decade so that they can sterilize covertly the female population of Africa so they won't have kids anymore. That's what the World Health Organization does. That's what they've done. That's what they continue to do. So just forgive me when I have a slight problem with the World Health Organization talking to me about how they're going to, they want to be in charge of the management of risk. No, thank you. No, we've seen what you've done when you're in charge of managing anything. You're trying to depopulate the planet. We know who you are. You're the United Nations. Quote, we will continue efforts to build stronger and more resilient health systems that meet the broad range of health needs in our countries. No, you're not. No, you're trying to blend Mexico and the United States together, and you're going to lecture us about health systems? How do you square that? How do you make any sense of that? You don't. The North American Health Security Working Group is talking. This is a component of this health pillar, and they're talking about travel restrictions during pandemics. That's the one thing they're focused on is how can we deal with travel restrictions during pandemics? It's like pandemics are supposed to be super rare. The only thing that they're currently worried about is travel restrictions during pandemic. Are you guys planning on making another pandemic? Is that why you're concerned with travel restrictions? You know, you wouldn't have to worry about travel restrictions if you weren't trying to unite Canada, the United States, and Mexico together. You could just have these countries be like their own individual countries, and then you wouldn't have this big homogenous landmass where everybody's all mixed in together, where everybody can get COVID, right? Lastly, on their pillar of six things that nobody gives a fuck about is regional security. Okay, regional security. And they're very concerned they're not worried about borders because borders won't exist in this world. And they're not worried about drug traffickers because the CIA runs the drug trafficking. And they're not worried about the medical industry because they've compromised the medical industry. You know what they're worried about? The one thing they're worried about from a regional security standpoint, they're worried about cyber threats. Isn't that weird? You're worried about regional security. You're worried about a cyber threat, a threat that goes through the entire internet. A threat that is definitely not regional, but they're worried about that. That's their regional threat. Not gang members, not AK-47s, not drug cartels, not any of that stuff. They're worried about dick pics getting sent through direct message on Twitter, I'm sure. That because they are focused on, they want to... I can't even read this with a straight face, but they're very concerned with respecting human rights and the rule of law. It's funny. It's like somewhere in this training, somebody says to them, well, just say it. You know, even if you don't mean it, just say it. Like, you want me to write that we respect human rights and the rule of law? Guy's like, yeah, just say it. It would be funny because we don't do any of those things. Like, yeah, I know. That's why I wasn't going to say it. Like, I just say it anyway. What they're really concerned with when they're not worried about cyber threats is this thing called, they're focused on passenger name record, PNR, again with the acronyms. PNR, passenger name record data. And this is to strengthen our shared security perimeter and the safety of our citizens. It's not. They want data. They want to know who you are and where you are when you come into this place. They're talking about really being focused on this data so that they can track you and follow you. Then they also go on and they say, you know, look, in order for us to get serious about regional security, we have to focus on these things: synthetic drugs, finding precursor chemicals, disrupting drug trafficking groups, meaning the CIA. But you know, definitely turning the place into a police state in the process. Worried about synthetic drugs, are you? You mean like the ones coming over from China? Are you worried about that? You're worried about the synthetic drugs like the Sinaloa cartel is involved in all this stuff? Well, if you're so worried about that, why do you do business with them, with the CIA? I mean, if you're really concerned about this, maybe just lock them all up instead of continuing to work with them. Oh, but we can't talk about that. So they go into talking about all of the, you know, the, how they're concerned about cyber threats and how they're concerned about this data. And they're definitely worried about synthetic drugs while they're simultaneously allowing synthetic drugs to not just come into the country, but to flourish. But really what this is the making of a, it's the infrastructure of a social credit system. Okay. With data collection under the guise of cyber threats. All goes back to this. This is their one of their main points is to worry about data, because look, it's more important than just about anything these days. If they can figure out where you are, track you, then they've got you. So let's review the six pillars: diversity, inclusion, and equity. Scam. Climate change and the environment. Scam. Competitiveness. You're opening you're removing the borders between the three countries, and then you're saying we want to all compete. Well, you were competing just fine when they were three separate countries. You know, like when you were at the Olympics and they had three different flags and you could compete in these. Why is that not good enough? Now the only way we can have competitiveness is if we get rid of our borders. Explain that to me like it's going to make sense, because it just doesn't. They're worried about migration and development. They're worried about health, and they're worried about regional security. Let me tell you what they're actually worried about. They're actually trying to undermine sovereignty of these three countries. That's what the Trilateral Commission does. They don't want the idea of nation states are outdated to them. They want a international corporation body that they control to be in charge of all these groups. They say, they have, quote, shared vision for a more equitable, just, inclusive, resilient, secure, and prosperous North America. That's what the white people at the White House want. they want it more equitable. Equity. Mm-hmm. More inclusive. We're all just homogenous. We're all just inclusive. Everybody's the same. Nobody's a special snowflake. We're all trans now. Resilient, whatever that means. Secure, we're not. Prosperous. Well, if you wanted a more prosperous North America, you wouldn't have had NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, which took all of the American manufacturing and outsourced it to the third world. If you really want a prosperous North America, you would have got rid of NAFTA 30 years ago, but you didn't, because you don't want a prosperous North America. You want North America on its knees, and you're going to get it. So it's look, the Trilateral Commission is working on the groundwork for a sort of like European Union. They're moving towards it legally. That's the first step, you know. It's the legal takeover, where it's like, well, you know, there's nothing we can do. We're legally now bound by these treaties with these countries, and there's nothing we can do, and we have to respect this, and we have to get rid of these borders, and we have to get rid. So first they do it legally, then they do it medically, and then they do it financially with an Amero. North American currency. I wish Aaron Russo was wrong. I wish that, you know, his crazy idea about this when he was talking to Nick Rockefeller. I wish he were just a delusional, crazy old Hollywood guy, but he's not. He's dead. He died from cancer years ago. It's a shame. I would have loved to have talked to him about this, because he was early. And when you're early, you sound extra crazy. But he's not crazy. He wasn't crazy. He was right over the target. And when you start to hear these guys talk about this, and you're going to hear it more and more, the Declaration of North America, when you talk about rewriting the DNA of what it means to be an American, you'll know what they're talking about. It's not what you think it is. Means something quite different. Hey, if you like this episode, you can take the additional step right now of sharing it with your friends and family. You can follow me on Twitter at macroaggression, or you can go to the website, theoctopusofglobalcontrol.com. Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you soon.